Today's shiur is Masechta Chulin Daf Ayin Aleph. We will begin on Daf Ayin Amud Beis. 8 lines from Bam Tanya says, "My Tanya Amar Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yonason teaches us Namti Loyla Ben Azai. He says I said to Ben Azai. Some say he whispered to Ben Azai. Lamadnu a behema on the veil. On the veil's behema Tarish Matama. We learned that the halacha is that the nevela of a behema." That's a kosher animal that was killed not through shechita or matamah gizot tuma. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, "Bichiyomus min a behema, ashilchem laachla negeb levasa yitma arif." We've also learned she a nevela's behema tameish matamah of a nevela of a dead animal. We've also learned the halacha of a nevela of a dead of a non-kosher animal that it gives off tum up. Nevelas chaya tameish matama. Furthermore, we learned in the pasuk that the nevela of a non-kosher chaya is matama, as the pasuk says, "A nefesh shetiga b'chol dava tamei b'niglas chaya tameya of the nivlas behema tameya." But says the pasuk, says the gemara. Nevelas chaya tahara lo lamanu. We have not learned the halacha that the nevela of a kosher chaya gives off tuma, and therefore the Gemara wants to know, Nolan, from where do we know this halacha? Inayim, from where do we know this halacha? Namli and Ben Azai said the pasuk says kolcholach akapov b'kol achay ha'alachas al abra tameim hem lechem. B'chol comes the pasuk comes to teach us that the halacha applies both by a chaya tameya and by both by a chaya tameya and by a chaya tahira. Continues the Gemara, namti loy, and he says, "I said to Bei Azai, how could I learn from that word v'chol? V'chinam of v'chol. If the pasuk says v'chol, then indeed we will be able to explain that the pasuk is speaking about all types of things, but." It doesn't say v'chol. It says vik. It doesn't say. It says b'chol. For loy nemer ela b'chol. The Torah says b'chol achaya, and that comes to teach us, as we discussed in our previous year, le mahalchik kapayim b'chaya. It comes to teach us that a dead uber in a chaya tameya is tamei hu da'asar. That's what it's coming to teach us, that a uber that's dead in the chayit tameya, as we discussed in our previous year, the Gemara had suggested there's a difference between if it's in a kosher animal, if this uber is in a kosher animal, or if the uber is in a non-kosher animal. So Gemara's question is, how could you say that that is the purpose of this pasuk? How does it say that that's the pasuk? Some normally umay yishmo oimu davazeb. So Ben Azai says to him, "And what Rabbi Shmuel, your Rebbe, say about this?" Namti loy. So I told him, "This is the way Rabbi Shmuel learns." In other words, his question was, "From where does Rabbi Shmuel learn this halacha that the vela of a chayit tahir is metama?" So he says, "I learned it from the pasuk that says v'chiyomus men behema," and the Torah says. Says the Gemara, the Chazal teach us that when it says Yomus ben Mehema, what is it referring to? Su Behema Temeya. It's talking about a Behema Temeya. Ashir Lechem La'achla, that's talking about a Behema Taira. Shulamadnu, that we learned, and since we learned, says the Gemara, that there's a rule throughout Shas that Chaya B'chal Behema, a Chaya is included in the category of Behema, and Behema is included in the category of a chaya. We've learned that they travel together. So says the Gemara, chaya tahera. Furthermore, says the Gemara, a kosher chaya is treated like bechlal behema tahera, like a kosher behema, and a chaya tameya is treated bechlal behema tameya is treated like a behemah that's tameya. Says the Gemara, behemah tameya bechal chaya tameya. So as we're going to learn, the Torah is teaching us all these halachas to teach us that they all treated the same. And Rabbi Yonasan ends what he wanted to say with the following statement. And then he said to me, Chaval al Ben Azai. It's a shame that somebody like Ben Azai did not learn by Yishmol. Because if he would have learned by Yishmol, he would have learned so much. And the way I saw that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Tzal explains what does this Gemara mean to say, that every Dvar Torah that could be learned and should be learned brings so much positive to the world. And every Dvar Torah that is missed, and if somebody misses learning a Dvar Torah, it's the entire world suffers because of that Dvar Torah that wasn't learned. That's what he meant to say, Chaval. It's such a shame because we could have learned so much. And I saw that the Altus from Slabot says the same, that the Gemara, the Pasuk speaks about the Nevi'im who learned by Eliyahu HaNavi. It says, and the Pasuk says that when Eliyahu HaNavi went up to Shemayim, they all suffered because we all could gain so much from the Navi who's here. And when the Navi is not here anymore, then it's a terrible thing for anybody. The Sefer Merafs and Igra asks a question. The Pasuk says, V'yizkol kimas noichas kol chaya v'yizkol behem ha-she'ita b'teva. And the question is, why does the Pasuk have to speak both about the chaya and the behema? Didn't we just learn in the Gemara just now the chaya is b'chal behema and behema b'chal chaya? So we see that they always travel together. So why did the Pasuk have to mention them separately? Says the Sefer Merafs and Igra that when our Gemara teaches us this halacha, the chaya b'chal behema, it's only regarding halacha. That as we're learning in our Gemara, whatever halacha applies to the behema applies to the chaya. But there we're not speaking about a halachic principle. Over there we're speaking about what happened, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noach to bring all the behemoths and chayas into the teva, and after he brought all of those behemoths and chayas into the teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered them. When that's what the Pasuk is teaching us, when the Pasuk is teaching us a story, there we don't automatically say behemah b'chal chaya, chaya b'chal behemah, and the Torah has to speak it out. Says the Gemara, so we've made some statements, and the Gemara wants to explore those statements. Says the Gemara, chaya b'chal behemah, when we say chaya b'chal behemah b'nolon, from where do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara, d'ksiv, the Pasuk says, zois ha-behemah sh'toichlu, Shah Sek Sovim, the Ser Izim, Ayov Tsar Mitzi Vyachmar. And the question is, the Pasuk Hoketzad, the Pasuk begins with Zoysa Behema, the Pasuk is presumably speaking about Behema. And then the Torah mentions all types of animals which are Chayas. So it's different to understand how to understand the Pasuk. It must be the Chay B'chal Behema. So even though the Pasuk began with Chaya, it's not a problem to speak also about Chaya, because Chaya and Behema are treated the same. Behema b'chal Chaya m'nolon. Continues the Gemara, how do we know Behema is b'chal Chaya? Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, the Ksiv, Dav ne Yisrael leimar, Zois ha-chaya she-toichlu m'kol Behema ashel oretz, kom ha-freses paras v'sheshah ashes preses mal ger b'behema oysa t'chelu. So here too, the Pasuk began with the word Chaya, and it concluded with Behema. Again, how do we understand this? Says the Gemara, the way to understand it is that Behema is B'chal Chaya. Continues the Gemara, Chaya Tahir B'chal Behema Tahir. How do we know that a kosher Chaya is treated like a Behema? A kosher Chaya is treated like a kosher Behema. What does that mean? L'simonim. We've known that the Torah tells us what are the simonim of a kosher behema. The simonim of a kosher behema are mafresas pas and shosaras, split hooves and chews its cud. And here we're learning that the same applies that both by chaya and a behema. Chaya to behema b'chal behema to meya. What had loch is that taught Laharbos that even though the Torah, when it speaks about the Isser of mixing different types of animals, was speaking by Behema, as the Torah Kedusha says, Behemtecha loisabia klayim. So we still learn that that Isser doesn't only apply by Behemoth, it also plays by Chaya. Says the Gemara Vaita, the rule that we've been learning, the Behemoth Temeah is Bechal Chaya Temeah. What is that here to teach us? To teach us what Rebbe taught us. The Tanya, the Pasuk says, I nefesh shetigah b'chol dover tamei b'nivlas chayet tameiah, I b'nivlas behemah tamei behavis ha-shamal ha-shem, achatosai ha-shelchata. And the Pasuk doesn't tell us what was the aver achatosai ha-shelchata. Rebbe Omer, so Rebbe says, the Pasuk means to say, ekrani chaya. Since the Pasuk speaks about a chaya, behemah lam nemra, so if the halach is behemah is b'chal chaya, why does the Torah have to speak out about a chaya? To teach, nemer kam behemah tameya, for nemer lahalon, regarding somebody who ate kachim when he's tamei, that he's chayv kares, and the Torah says the word behemah tameya. As the Pasuk says, v'nefesh ki siga b'chol tamei b'tumas adam behemah tameya, v'chol sheres tamei v'ochem b'sa'a zavach shlom ha'shal Hashem, v'nekras ha'nefesh imameh, ma'a lahalam tumas kodesh. There we're speaking about somebody ate kachim when he's tamei, and he's chayef karis. Afkan, here too, we're speaking about a person who ate kodesh when he was tamei, or entered the base of Mikdash when he's tamei, that the halacha is he's chayef karban oil of a yared. Because if we didn't have the rule of behema l'chal chaya, we wouldn't have a pasuk to teach us this din. Continues further, we've been learning that behema b'chlal chaya tahira, a behema tahira, kosher behema, is treated like a chaya tahira, regarding what? Liyitzira. The Torah says, when it comes to the creation of the chayas, it says in Pasuk, v'yitzah Hashem al-kim an-odom, kol chayas asada. When the Torah speaks about a behema, the Torah does not use the word yitzira, but it's still the same as if it said yitzira. Says the Gemara, why do we have to know, what is the point of knowing this halacha? The Tanan says the Gemara, as we learned in a Mishnah. The Mishnah Masechta Nida teaches us, if a woman, Mapelis, if a woman miscarried a child, a nafel, Rachman Tzlan, that looks like behemah chai v'oif, that looks like a animal, like a behemah, or like a chayu or a bird, bein tamei, bein taharim, whether they look like a kosher animal or bird, or whether they look like a non-kosher animal or bird, im zocha, teishav lezocha, vim nekeva, teishav nekeva. The Torah tells us, isha kisazria, if a woman has a baby, and we must emphasize that the halachas that we're about to say are midaraisa. And Torah says that if a woman has a baby boy, so the first 7 days, she's tamei no matter what. And then, for the next till day, for the next days, till day 40, next 33 days, she's tar no matter what. By a girl, everything doubles. And the halacha is that if a girl has a boy, if a woman has a girl, the halacha is that she's tamei no matter what for 14 days. And after the 14 days, for the next 66 days, she's tahor no matter what till day 80. So now that's when she has baby boy or baby girl. What happens, as we just discussed, she has a child that looks like an animal. What will be the halacha? So the Mishnah says, if the child that's born that looks like an animal looks like a boy, I'll have the halacha of a boy. If it looks like a girl, I'll have the halacha like a girl. Any you do, if we can't tell if it's a male or a female, so we give it all the chumras. Teisha l'zachar, she will only be tar like she had a boy. That means she'll only be tar for 7 days. But she'll be tummy till day, but she'll only be tahar till day 40, I'm sorry. But she'll also be tummy like by a girl for 14 days. Divrei Rameya, that's the opinion of Rameya. But Chama says, Kol Sha'ena Mitzuras Adam. If it doesn't look like a normal child, ain't a Vlad, and all of the halachas of the birth of a child would not be applicable. And the reason Reb Meir holds his opinion is because the Torah uses the word Yitzira when it speaks about a person, and the Torah uses the word Yitzira when it speaks about a Chaya. So that's why we see that both of a Chaya or a Adam or a Behemah are born, and from a woman they have these halachas. Ul Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, asked the Gemara, that we discussed in our shiur, in the previous shiur, that the Mishnah taught us that if there's an uber in the womb of an animal that's not kosher, that died, and somebody stuck his hand into that womb and touches that nevela, he won't be tamei. Haikra, the pasuk that we quoted earlier, of nefesh shteg b'chal dov tamei b'nevelas chay tamei, of nevelas behema tamei, that Rav Nachman Yitzchak explained in our previous year, that we learn from this pasuk that the uber in a behema tamei is metama. Ask the Gemara, Lamali, what will they do with that pasuk? And says Gemara Kula Rebbe Yudasa, the pasuk is teaching us to the Gzereshava that we're talking about a case about a tamei that ate kodesh or entered the Beis Hamikdash that is going to bring a carbon oil of yerid. Says the Mishnah Ish Shemes, if a woman who's pregnant Shemes v'leda b'toich meya, that her fetus died when it's in the mother's womb. Or pashta chaya siyada, and a midwife put a hand into the womb of that woman for nagaba and touched that baby. Hachaya tamei tumeshiva. This midwife becomes tummy for 7 days, because the halacha is if somebody touches a mace, they are tummy for 7 days. The isha, but the woman who's carrying this dead child, tahira, is going to remain tar. Achieitzah Vlad, until the baby emerges from her body. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava. So as we learned in our Mishnah, the dead fetus that is in the woman's womb is not metame the woman, and the Gemara explains why. Says the Rava, Kishem Shetama Belua, something that's tame, that's in a person's body, ain't metama, doesn't make the person who has that tumah in her body become tamei. Kach tara belua, so too is the halacha of somebody carrying something that's tar, and that person, let's say, swallowed, this is going to be the example of the Gemara, let's say that individual swallowed a ring, and then they walked into a house where there's a nifter, and we know if you walk into the house of a nifter, there's a concern of Tumas Oil Ameis. The halacha will be that if the Tara, this ring, is in your body, it won't become Tame. So we just learned the halacha of Tumah Belua. And the Gemara wants to know, Tumah Belua Menolan. What is the basis to say that Tumah Belua is not Vatama? And the Rishonim debate why indeed as Tumah Belua Namatama. Rashi explains, because since it's in the body of somebody, Rashi explains, it's considered like it's been digested. The Night of Yehuda explains that we are not to understand that Rashi understands as if it's completely digested. For example, the example that we just gave about a ring, we can't say that the ring is digested. The point that Rashi means to say is, says the Night of Yehuda, that just like something which is digested in somebody's body can give off tumah, so too a ring or anything in somebody's body has the same status like something is digested. The Rash explains the reason it gives off tumah, because it's considered as part of the body. Something that's in your body is not loses its independent status. It's considered like the body. It doesn't anymore have its own status, and therefore it can't give or receive tumah. Rashi Masechta Nida says that once something is in somebody's body, it's considered like it no longer it no longer exists. And therefore, since it no longer exists, it can't give or receive tuma. The Brisker Rav, in explaining the Rambam, seems to learn that since it's in somebody's body, the body in which it is in, so to speak, is protecting this object that's in the body, and therefore it's being covered and protected by the body, and since it's covered and protected by the body, that's why it can't give or receive tumah. So ask the Gemara, tumah benula benolan, from where do we notice halacha? Says the Gemara, the pasuk says the ksiv, by somebody who ate and the veil is oif tumah, tahor. And the pasuk says, v'oichem nevlasa ichavis begadav v'tameh ad arif, that the person who ate a halacha that we learned many times, somebody ate a nevelis oif tahor, the halacha is, he's not tahor, he may not eat truma until he goes to the mikvah and has harav shemesh. And until then, the halacha is that he's not completely tahor, he is a tfil yoyim. A tfil yoyim's tuma is a lower level tuma, but he is tamei. Now says the Gemara, Mila Yaskinen, doesn't that possibly refer to a situation? Dachlo samach, lachlo samach shi'is kama. He ate the nevela right before the shkia, and it hasn't still yet been digested. And yet, the pasuk says, kam rachmana, the Torah says, that if he goes to the mikveh, as soon as shkia happens, he's tar. We see that because this was now in the body of the person, and once it's in the body of the person, it doesn't have the ability to give off tuma. Says the Gemara, that is not necessarily a raya. The Shani Hassam, maybe there it's a unique situation. Why is it a unique situation? Because in that case, says the Gemara, we were talking about a case, the Lechazi Lager, that since this person swallowed this piece of food, it becomes inedible. And the only time a nevela could give off tumah is when it's ruy lechel leger, because the pasuk says leisoichel kol nevela leger asher b'sherecha tetnana. As the ger asher b'sherecha, the Gemara Masechet Bechor speaks about a ger toishiv, that's a non-Jew who's living amongst us that accept upon himself not to worship avodah zarah, but he still eats nevelas. And we learn from this, says the Gemara over there, that nevela harui lachilas ger, a nevela that's edible to the ger, it's edible to the ger in nikras nevela. She ain't a ruila ger, but if it's not edible to the ger, ain't a nevela. So therefore, it has nothing to do with tuma belua, says the Gemara. It's because it's not a nevela anymore, says the Gemara. But there's a machloikis how to learn. The Gemara Masechet Bechoros actually has a machloikis how to learn that halacha. So says the Gemara, Hanicha l'Rabbi Yochanan. Yes, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, Daima Achazu, whether you have a tuma chamura that's able to give tuma to a person, Vachazu, or tuma kala, which is Matama Oichler Mashkin. That's how Rashi explains over here. Rashi in Masechet Bechoros explains that a tuma chamura is tumas masa, when you carry something, and a tuma kala is Thomas and Thomas Kalas Thomas Maga. So says the Gemara, Achazu, whether it's a Toma Chamur, Achazu, whether it's a Toma Kamala, Adl Kalif, the halach is Metama until it's not edible by a dog. Shaper, the halacha, so the nevela that's in a person's body, could be eaten by a dog, so it still should technically have the halacha of Toma, but we're learning here, it doesn't have the halacha of tuma because of the halacha of tuma belua. But says the Gemara, Ella lebar pada. But says the Gemara, according to the opinion of bar pada, Dama says tuma chamura ad lekelef, that tuma chamura leger, it doesn't have the ability to have a tuma chamura once it's not edible by a person. Tuma kala lekelef, but if a tuma kala can have until it's edible, not edible by a kelef. Says the Gemara, Mishum de Lechazi Lager, even if it's something that was eaten, that could be eaten by a ger, it should have the Tumah Chamura, and therefore it should be Tamei. And the Gemara makes its point. Because, yes, if somebody swallowed something nobody will eat something that was swallowed by somebody and then expelled by that person. The nad, the lachazi befanav, nobody's going to eat it in front of you. If you see that happening, nobody's going to eat that food. However, shaloi befanav, if it's not in front of you, you don't see if the food was just swallowed. And when it's taken out of the body, it still looks whole. Mechsechazia. So it must be that the reason it doesn't give tumah is not because it's edible to a ger or not edible to a ger. It must be because of the halacha of tumah belua. Says the Gemara, so now we've seen the halacha that tumah belua does not give tumah. But ask the Gemara, ashkan tumah belua. But that's a halacha that we're learning about tumah belua. But ask the Gemara, tumah tara belua menolon. How will we learn that tara belua also doesn't give off tumah, can't become tumah? As we said before, if somebody swallowed a ring and he walked into the house where there's a mess, that ring won't become tumah with tumah smile. Says the Gemara, the way we learn it is through a kal v'chomer. Uma kli cheres. If we say, when we speak about a kli cheres, hamukav tzomet pasul, we always explain that a tzomet pasul is that it's sealed. So she'ena matzal tumah shebetochem latamei, that if in the keli there's a kazayas of a mace, that keli will be tamei, and not will al tumah shebetochem latamei, that keli will be tamei, and it will give off tumas oil. Domamar, as we learned, tumah ritzutza, if we have tumah buried and there isn't an empty tefach on top of that tumah, the loch is that tumah bekas v'ayos al rikia. It goes up all the way up. Matzel al taharish b'toicha melatamei. So even though the tumah, the seal can't protect what's in it, that it shouldn't give off tumah. But if there's tar in it and it's in the house where there's tumah, the halach is that will not become tamei. Adam shematzal tumah shebetoichem latamei. As we just learned, a person can protect that tumah belua doesn't give off tumah. And adin, certainly a person should have the ability shematzal atar shemotoichoi. The person, just like he has the ability to protect that the tumah that's in his body, which it's easier for tumah and something to give off tumah, doesn't give off tumah by a person, because that was the halacha that we learned regarding a tumah belua. Certainly it will protect what's in it. It will protect the body of a person, will protect what's in it from becoming tumah. But ask the Gemara, how can we learn this halacha of a person from a klicheres? Mal klicheres and ken aim a tabim begabai. As we know, the halacha is that a klicheres, it doesn't become tamei from the outside. Normally, if you touch something, that thing becomes tamei. A klicheres, if something tamei touches a klicheres, it doesn't become tamei. Tamei ba'adam, whereas a person, if tumah comes in contact with a person, shematame begabai. And therefore, how do we learn the halacha of an adam from the halacha of klicheres? Says the Gemara, ota anami gabai kamrinan. You're right. If we were talking about a halacha that speaks to the outside of a person, so we can't learn the outside of a person from the outside of a klicheres. But we're talking metachah kamrinan. We're talking about the inside. And if we think about it, says the Gemara, if we're thinking about the inside, klicheres is chomer, that the klicheres is stricter than a kli, than a person. Shekem etamah baviroi. The halacha is that as soon as something comes in the airspace of a klicheres, if tumah comes into the clear airspace of the klicheres, it becomes tamei. By a person or anything else, it has to actually touch. So now we're saying, and now the kal v'chomer works beautiful. If by klicheres, where the inside of klicheres has this chumrah, the halacha is that it could protect whatever is inside from becoming tamei if it's sealed. A person, when he has something inside, will also protect it from becoming tamei. So we learned that halacha of shem shetuma belua ena matama, that just like the halacha is that tuma belua is not matama, kach tara belua ena matama. The That means if the so, which means as follows, that if a person eats a nevela and became tamei, and then he became tar because he went to the mikvah, even though he still has the nevela meat inside his body, since it's tumah belua, the person won't become tamei. And extending that, if a woman, Rahman Slan, is carrying a dead fetus inside its womb, the tumah will not, it won't be able to give off tumah, not to the mother or not to anybody, else who's touching it. The Gemara just said that just like there's a din of tumah belua, there's also a din of tara belua, and that if a person, as we keep on using the example, swallows a ring, and then he goes into oil and mace, the ring doesn't become tamei. So the question that comes up is that we know that a kohen is not allowed to come in contact with a mace. It only applies to male kohanim. It doesn't apply to female kohanim. So the question is, what will be the halacha if a wife of a kohen is allowed to go into a levaya? She may be carrying a baby who's a boy. So the Rekeach says that a pregnant wife of a kohen, still could go into such a place because it's a svek sveka. He says, first of all, there's a question if this fetus that she's carrying is a male or is a female. And even if it's a male, maybe it's a nafel. The problem with this approach is manifold. Nowadays, we can know if the baby is a male or a female. We'll do a sonogram. And moreover, the question that we need to understand is that we don't rely on a svek sveka only when we have no other choice. But if we have a choice, we never rely on a svek sveka. So yes, the Rekeach was able to make a svek sveka, but that's not something we should rely on. But what we should be able to rely on, as the Ratvaz, is what we're learning here, the concept of tumah belua. And tumah belua, the baby that's in the mother's womb is a tumah belua. And the halacha should be that there should be no problem of the pregnant woman walking into a place where there's a nifter. And some indeed hold that a woman, a kohen's wife, who's pregnant, has no issue of walking into a place where there's a dead body because of what the Ratvaz just said. However, some suggest that even though we're being lenient by tumah belua, the halacha might be that there's an issa d'rabbanan by tumah belua, and therefore we need the vart of the Rekeach to be lenient regarding because of the svek sveka. Another explanation I saw is that an Uber, which is very b'chiddush, and it's not what the Gemara seems to be saying, is that an Uber, a pregnant child, is not considered like it's a tumah belua. It's considered Uber Yerech Imoy, it's considered like the mother, and therefore it's not tumah belua. That's not what our Gemara seems to be saying. Another explanation that I saw is there might be a new Isser of an Issa Knisa, that you're not allowed to walk in. Somebody who's a kohen may now walk into a place with his tumah. Another pshat that I saw, and we're going to have this concept later in our Masechta, soon actually, is that if the baby is about to be born, then maybe it's not considered a tumah belua anymore. And therefore, the way to understand this Gemara is that the baby's ready full term and ready to be born, and then we can't call it a tumah belua. Says the Gemara, Ashkan belua delamala. So this halacha has been taught regarding a tumah belua that somebody ate and swallowed in a normal fashion. However, ask the Gemara, belua delamata menolon. How do we know that if somebody stuck something or inserted something through the rectum of a body, how would we know that the same halacha of tumah belua would apply. Says the Gemara Kavachaymer. We're going to make the following Kavachaymer. Umal mamala. If something was swallowed through the mouth, she'ena oisa ikel, that it doesn't automatically digest the food. Matzel, it still creates a concept of tumah belua milmata she'oisa ikel, that when it's put in through the rectum, which it means it's digested immediately, and then shematzel. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Klum oisa ikel amata eli de milmala. How does the digestion happen? Digestion happens because you eat something, you chew something, it goes into your body and it gets digested. If something is inserted in the rectum, that's not the way you have digestion. Says the Gemara, afilocha ikod l'mata rav. Where does the digestion take place? The digestion takes place in the stomach, and the stomach is near the rectum. So that's why the Gemara is saying that something that goes, that that if we're calling it tumah belua from eating, it's also going to be tumah belua from when it's inserted in the rectum. This, interestingly enough, is used to discuss another question. And that is, we know that, of course, it need not be said, that in Yom Kippur, we may not eat machos, we may not eat. The question is, if somebody's not eating on Yom Kippur in the normal fashion, if somebody's eating Yom Kippur because he's being fed through intravenous, through a tube, why would be the halacha is that's considered eating? And the many paiskim, the Marsham, uses our Gemara to answer this question. Because the Gemara says that the way something is digested, the way it's considered that it was eaten, is if you ate it through your mouth. But if you didn't eat it through, if you didn't eat it through your mouth, the Gemara is saying that that's not the way the body works, and that's not the way digestion normally takes place. And the Isser of eating Yom Kippur, many Paiskim suggest, is an Isser that's connected to Nos Meyov. That means you ate in a normal way, and your stomach enjoyed the food that you ate. Here, when you didn't eat in the normal way, then the halacha is that it's Osir. And the Rav Chaim Oizen, the Shal Tshuvas Achiezer, actually makes a very interesting point. He says that even the Chassam Sofer, who, when he discusses what is the halacha of Yom Kippur, or how do we make the determination on Yom Kippur, or what is the issur, he says it's a chanos ma'ayim, that your stomach has pleasure for what you ate, says the Achiezer, that's only if you ate in a normal fashion. But if, as our Gemara just said, this is not considered eating in a normal fashion, it's not considered that you had hanor, it's not considered eating. So says the Gemara, Ashkan belu da adam. So now we just finished learning the sugya that the tumah belu doesn't apply by a person. Ask the Gemara, however, belu da behemah minolon, how do you know that that halach is also by an animal? Says the Gemara, kavachaymer. We make the following kavachaymer. Uma adam shematam b'chayim. A person who's alive can become tamei. Matzah b'belua, but we're learning in our sugya, there's a concept of tumah belua, behema, she'enem etam b'chaya, an animal that doesn't have the ability to become tamei while it's alive, and it didn't shetatzah b'belua, there's certainly no tumah belua. But ask the Gemara, we can't compare an animal and a person, because the halacha is, ma'ala adam she'ken tzarech she'iyah. If somebody walks into the house, that where is tumei, that a house that has tzaras, the halacha is that the clothing that he's wearing will not become tumei unless he's there a certain amount of time, which we're going to see in a moment. Tumei behema, but an animal, there is no such halacha, and it's richashiyah. What he's wearing, the clothing that you would have an animal or anything that the animal's carrying, we're not talking about the live animal, but we're talking about whatever clothing it's carrying, that there is no such halacha. So you see that there's a chumrah by behema than over Adam, and you can't say that if there's a din of tumah belua by Adam, there certainly should be din of tumah belua by behema, because we just identified a chumrah that exists by on by a behema that there's no time frame which doesn't exist by an Adam. Answers the Gemara. Behema dein tzarich shir b'vayisam v'nogah. So what did we just say? That there is no time frame when we speak about an animal going into a house with tzaras. Regarding the kalim shal gaba, the kalim that it's carrying. Says the Gemara, Adam nami labai. By a person, also, there is no time frame for what he's carrying. The Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta and the Goyim teaches us. Hanichas labayis menuga. If somebody walks into a house that has tzaras, the kalim al ksef of a sandal of a tabayisu b'yodav. If he's carrying things, now wearing them, who vehein tamei miyad? Hailovish kale of a sandal, but if he's wearing clothing and shoes, the tabas beitz, if he's wearing a ring, who tamei miyad? Vehein tarim ad sheyisha kedei chilis pras. It takes the amount of time to eat a kedei chilis pras, a half a kikar, or pas chitin, wheat bread, the loy pas airim, eating it mesiv, when you're leaning, for oicha b'lilift, and eating them with relish to make it tastier. There's actually a very interesting machloikus rishonim. Rashi seems to learn that when you're eating wheat bread, which are tastier than barley bread, and you're eating with relish, so that all causes you to eat it faster, and therefore the shear is a smaller shear. The Ritva learns that when you enjoy food, it takes you longer to eat the food. And therefore, the Ritva learns wheat bread, which is more enjoyable than barley bread, and relish, which makes it more enjoyable, actually makes the time longer. But whatever, we see that this is not a chumrah by behema over Adam. It's a concept if it's clothing that you're wearing versus something that you're carrying. This Gemara is the basis for a famous vart of the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi said that there were two people that were about to walk into shul, and each one of them said that the other person should go in first. One was wearing his tefillin, and one was carrying his tefillin. And the question was, who should go in first? So the Beis Halevi, based on An Gemara, says that the person who's carrying the tefillin should go in before the person who's wearing the tefillin. And he explained, because we're learning now, the Gemara just explained, that when you're wearing something, it becomes part of you. When you're carrying something, it retains its independent identity. So the person who's wearing the tefillin became part of him. On the other hand, the person who is carrying the tefillin has his own tefillin still are considered separate, and therefore he should go on first. But then those that actually say just the opposite. And that is because we learned previously, we quoted a Mishnah Masechet Bikurim, that when the people who were carrying the Bikurim to Yerushalayim would pass by, everybody would get up in honor of those people. Why? Because there's a halacha, a mechabdim oisei mitzvah. So if somebody is wearing tefillin, so now we have a concept of mechabdin oisa mitzvah. And since we're mechabdin oisa mitzvah, the person who's wearing the tefillin should be considered more significant than the person who's just carrying the tefillin. He's not doing the mitzvah tefillin. Says the Gemara, we're learning now that There's a din of Tumma Balua, there's a din of Tara Balua. Amar Rava, so asks Rava, Rav is telling us this new chiddush of Tumma Balua and Tara Balua. Says the Gemara, there's no chiddush here. Taviyah Tanina, we've learned this all. Because Tumma Balua Tanina, the halach of Tumma Balua has already been taught, and Tara Balua Tanina has been taught. And the Gemara explains itself. Tumma Balua, the Tanan, the Mishnah in Masechta Mikvah says, the case that we've been speaking, Bola Tabas Tameya, somebody swallowed a ring that's Tamei Mace. The halach is, so he became Tamei by swallowing that ring, goes to the mikveh v'ochel trumosoi, and he can continue eating truma. And we're not concerned that this Tamei ring is in his body. Hikia, but if he expels it, Tameya, so now he has this Tamei ring, but Temasop, and I'll make him tome when he comes out. Tarabalutanya, it says the Gemara, the halacha of Tarabalua has also been taught. Where has it been taught? The Tanan, Bolotabas Torah, if somebody swallowed a tardagarin, as we've been learning this halacha many times, v'nichnas, and then he walks in to Oila Mace, v'hiza, and then he becomes Tamei, and then we spritz on him from the Paraduma Ash on day 3 and then 7, Tav of Shana, v'tav of Ikea, harei k'may shahaisa, the halacha is that the ring never became Tamei. So we see that the concept of Tarabalua. So the question is, why, says the Gemara, so why we already learned these halachas? Answers the Gemara, from the Mishnah that we just quoted, we couldn't learn these halacha. Ki kama rabba, because one the rabba, when he talked to us about Tumah B'Lua and Tarah B'Lua, speak about, he speaks about a case, Gehon Shabbos Deis Tabos, somebody swallowed two rings, Ach Tamei V'Ach Tar, one's Tamei, one's Tar, and the Talocha Tumah B'Lua and Tarah B'Lua means that even though they're touching each other in the stomach of this person, the halacha is that still, Loi Metama, Loi Tama, Loi Tara, one won't be Metama the other. And that's what wasn't able to be learned from these Mishnayos, which we talked about, Tumah B'Lua and Tarah B'Lua.